You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM on this Wednesday, January 24th. I'm Tyler Hergert. Joining me today, it is Gary Wilhite. And Gary, how you doing?
Doing fine. It looks like it's kind of drizzling out there, so I don't know what that means.
Yeah, who knows what that
means. Spring is here!
I hope so.
Maybe not.
We'll have to see what Punxsutawney Phil says in a couple of weeks.
But say that's right.
Yeah. So, how have things been as of late? New year for of course. And what does that mean for the city and the county?
Well, I was gonna say thankful that we're done with the budgeting and setting. That's a mammoth project. Setting the levy and kind of evaluating how 2023 went. At least for the next couple months, we'll see the different bills coming in, and we'll do an internal audit and make sure that the assumptions that we made in November and December are fairly accurate. And obviously, we put a lot of time into what the budget for 24 is going to be and what that levy is going to be. I think the last time I was here, we hadn't set our final levy for the county. We had proposed a 3.9, essentially a 4% increase, and we did end up with a 2.5. Okay, so we were able to cut that down a little bit. I was kind of curious, and so what I asked here of Mr. Melby, who works with our financing and all these levies and things like that, what is, and of course, is what does this all mean for us as taxpayers, right? And there's all kinds of formulas, but it so depends on the value of your home and a bunch of other calculations, which is what the county's involved with right now. And then around mid-March, 3rd March, now you're going to get your tax statement, homeowners as well as business folks, and they'll see what that, what that is. In some cases, I think people may be surprised and might find a decrease. But of course, you've got the county, and then you've got the city, and you've got the school. So there's three separate taxing. Just to take a look at some comparisons with proposed taxes for our cities and school, they had to set not to exceed. So none of the levies obviously came up higher. As I said, Polk County went from 4 to 2.5. And then looking at some of the larger cities in the county, Crookston had started out with a 67.21 increase, and they ain't got that down to an 18.06. Okay. East Grand Forks were looking at 11%. They got that down to 5%. We have a lot of small cities, Gully, Linkby, and McIntosh, and some of those. They actually went with a zero increase or a decrease in McIntosh. Let's see, what else was I going to look at? Fertile stayed at 6%, Fauston 6.76. So that'll all be calculated. The county's taking a look, putting that all together, and then that information on your tax statement will arrive middle of March. School districts, all of them, Crookston, East Grand Forks, Fertile, Fisher, Fauston, Winnemac, all stayed at what they had proposed. And that ranged anywhere from 0.29%, very low, to a high of 7.79%, I think, in Fauston. But nothing over that that rate.
And that was the wrap-up for 2023.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
That's right. And that's what will be the increase for 2024. So we'll see where that goes. Second piece of that, and I always want to reform that, that the value of your property was also on that proposed tax statement, and we'll be out there also when you receive that in March. If you have some questions on that, you certainly are encouraged to contact the assessment, and if there are anything that they want to, any questions, maybe they think their property is overvalued, they could explain why and go through that process. And there's even a second chance, I think it's June 18th, yes, where they can actually appeal that decision to the board. And we'll take a look and reevaluate that concern at that particular time. So that's all part of that, and glad to be done with that. And we'll obviously start looking at projects for 2025. And I suspect probably around July, taking a look at where we're at midpoint financially, and start the process all over again.
So then what happens between now and then?
I think the most important thing, and, wages is always a concern, you know. And our contract with our employees, we had a three-year agreement. That ends now in this particular year. So we'll be negotiating this year on what those increases are going to be. And I think both sides don't like to do this every year, so we're hoping for at least another 2 or 3 year agreement. And so we'll start that. We have 8 different unions in the county, so that is obviously very time-consuming. And there are a lot of things other than wages, but there's, health benefits and all those types of things to negotiate. That's a big part of what the budget's going to be. And then projects, we need to make sure that, and we do, keep our 2, 5, and 10-year plans. You know, what can we expect? We take a look at the thing that brightens my eyes is we take a look at our debt too, and we have a couple of changes there where we'll be paying off final payments there, and obviously that'll give us a little relief to offset inflation, and of course that's hurt everybody. It's not only it's everything. I mean, insurance, car insurance, auto insurance, although that affects our fleet, of course, as well as it does everybody else's. Food costs, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Medicine, utilities, all those things. So I think that's the challenge, is to be aware of what these charges are going to be and plan accordingly, I guess. So we're keeping up on that. You want to make sure that everything is safe. A lot of times people think safe, maybe is crime, that type of thing, right? And obviously we want to keep, make sure that we have our deputies and 911, all that working. But there are a lot of things with transportation, making sure the roads are safe in the winter when you've got snow coming down and ice, and making sure that you're budgeting for those types of things. I mentioned the Climac Bridge here, I think, was been a project that I've been working on for a couple of decades, really. That project has started, and that'll finish up. Now, we've already budgeted for that. That's an amazing $16 million project. Obviously, North Dakota, has to pay part half of that, right? And I think a lot of federal, a lot of state money in there, but county, I think, is about a $1.2 million part of that. So it's kind of putting those big pieces together and then, listening to what the department heads, what they're looking at, what their challenges are, and putting together a whole picture so that around September, October, when you need to set that proposed levy, that you're prepared to do that.
So right now it's all about the projections for 2024?
That's right. And July start looking at 25, seriously.
And then the commissioner meetings, those are going to be live streamed.
They are. And, you know, that's been kind of a work in process. There's a lot of technology in it that at least I don't have to be involved with, which is good. We did do our first live stream last Tuesday. Okay. We didn't put a lot of publicity on it because we weren't sure it was going to work. I'm kind of kidding too, but it did. Okay. So people can go on to YouTube and see that. And the easiest way to do that, well, probably depend on your knowledge of technology, but if you go to the Polk County website and, you know, the agendas, all that's on there, there's a little button that says watch, and you just click that, and you'll be able to see that on live. Or then you can go back and they'll be, saved, I guess. So you can go back and take a look at whichever ones that you would like to, and you can do fast forward on them if it gets a little boring. I think that's going to be another option for at least citizens to be a little bit more involved in what's going on. And
it's good that it's going to be archived too, that, you know, in case, you know, maybe you're busy on that evening, you can go back and rewatch it either the next day, next week, whenever.
Yeah, and the agendas are always on there, and the packet, you can always see that. Sometimes, you know, the one thing the county does very, very well is have all that information out there. So sometimes that package that is going to be 200 pages, okay, because it's got all the details in there. If we bid a project out, it tells every company what they, you know, what the cost was for every item and things like that. So you're getting very detailed information that not everyone maybe perhaps needs to know, but the commissioners certainly didn't need to know what they're voting on and what they're agreeing to. I think that's going to work very well. Paul Reese was on vacation on Tuesday, so he was able to, participate in that. So it was kind of like a Zoom for him. So he could find, he wasn't missing anything and could vote on things and that type of thing. Some advantages in that part too.
Absolutely. And, talking about 2024, this is an election year after all.
Yes. And, it's kind of interesting. The first election in Polk County now is going to be March 5th. That's the big Tuesday, for primary for presidential. And New Hampshire just had theirs last night. And my word, that was on TV for a whole week.
Yes.
It probably will be now. And then as it goes on and on and on and on until Super Tuesday. But Polk County is responsible for doing that. And a little bit different. Each state kind of does that a little bit different. In Minnesota now, you have to select. If you want to participate in this voting, you have to choose which party you're going to affiliate with. So you'll vote with either the Republican Party's choice of, I don't know, I think there's probably four or five, maybe more on that one, the Democratic, and then I believe one of the marijuana parties is a presidential primary, okay? So you have to select which ballot. You can't flip back and forth or whatever. That does not become public other than the leader of that particular party gets a list of everyone who voted, okay? And it's supposed to remain confidential. If it does or not, I don't know what they do with it, but that's the plan, okay? So the same voting stations here at Presbyterian Church and then the Lutheran Church there by Hugo's. Same hours, that type of thing. If you've registered, I was surprised to learn that they had early voting 46 days before that. So that actually started last Friday. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we've had a lot of people coming in to do that, but people can do that in here at Crookston, or they can East Grand Forks, I think, also is doing the early voting. That's an opportunity, but watching the news, there's some candidates that, on the Republican side, DeSantis is no longer, his name's going to be on there. So if you went in there last Friday and voted for him, I called Sam. I said, "Well, who does it?" I said, "What happens now?" Well, you can go back and say the candidate that I voted for is no longer in the primary. Can I have a new ballot? And you can do that. Okay. So I'm not sure if anyone out there has been, voting early, but if not, probably best if you're available on March 5th just to find out who's there at that date and vote accordingly. But that process is underway, and I don't know if anyone has any questions with that. They certainly can contact the county.
Yeah, so March 5th is going to be that date.
Yes. And then I believe the Republican and Democratic conventions are in July, and that whole process, I'm not too involved in that at all. I have enough with Polk County here in Minnesota, but all the delegates and all that, and by the end of July, we should know who our candidates are, and then we'll hear a lot of ads until November 12th. Is that the magic date? I should look up before I give out some bad information. I don't know why that sticks in my mind, but
it's the first Tuesday of November. That would be the 5th.
Our date. So
it's going to be in November, and that's when all the fun ramps up. And surely there won't be any dearth of coverage about it. It will be all over the place. So
November 5th will be the 6th. Hopefully, we'll know who the president is. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, so will be a long time until then, but it feels like it's a long ways away, but it will come up very quickly. Really quick before we end our Valley Talk program, any big plans or goals here for 2024?
Well, we had elections at the beginning of the January, and so I've been selected the chair for this particular year. Mark Holey is vice chair. He's from East Grand Forks, more in that northern area. I think what we want to do is, I'm an individual who likes to gather a lot of information and on what's going on in the county. So I'd kind of like to have some folks come in. I think we're going to have someone come in from the food shelf over in East Grand Forks, and just make sure that whole process is going. I think, you hear things in papers, things like that. People are really struggling with food prices. There was census, a lot of information from that a couple of years ago, and I'd like to have, some experts come in and tell us a little bit about what the populations in the county is, there's tons of information they gather from that. We could help us to make some better informations. I mentioned briefly about, employment. It's tough to find new employees. Social services, I think, has maybe 8 or 9 positions open. One really, really difficult one to individual to replace is Randy Biggs. He was our financial person in social services, very knowledgeable. Probably 85% of our funding comes from state and federal. Very complicated, a lot of reports. And he passed away just at the end of December there. And very sad. Going to be very difficult to replace. We were very, very fortunate. An individual who worked in that area and retired a number of years ago is willing to come up and kind of help wrap up 23. And so that's extremely helpful, but obviously to fill that positions. And looking at some, maybe some unique ways of recruiting some college students here from Crookston, Thief River, East Grand Forks, and areas that that we have positions, and kind of do some recruiting, shall we say. Crookston's a great place to live, and I think to get them, they could get a feel of what we're like. It's a little internship bridge programs, either in law enforcement and business, human resources, a lot of different areas that we could maybe help ourselves out by with those institutions. So we'll go from there.
And help the kids out find a career.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Well, Gary, thank you very much for joining us once again. Look forward to speaking with you next month. And should be a lot of topic of conversation, like always.
Always is.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
So that was Gary Wilhite, the Polk County Commissioner, joining us on today's Valley Talk program.